Hi, it's Phil Hendry. It's time for episode 246 of the Classic Podcast featuring Don Parsley. And this is from the year 2004. This is from March of 2004. Don is our favorite con man. He's always looking for a way to scam somebody for something, and most of the time it's money. In this particular episode, Don comes on our program and claims that his best friend in the world, a guy named Jerry Coelho, died in Iraq, a soldier. And Don's very sad about that. Problem is, Jerry owed him $1,000. So Don is willing to work out a payment plan with Jerry's surviving daughters. And it just gets worse from there as Don tries to profess a great deal of love for his friend, even though Don is against the war and Jerry obviously was willing to serve in it. Nonetheless, he loves him, but he wants that $1,000 back come hell or high water. Let's listen to just how far into the muck Don Parsley goes here with episode 246 of our classic podcast.
This is the Phil Hendry Show.
Don, are you there?
Right here, Phil.
Tell me about your friend Jerry, if you wouldn't mind. I think the audience is going to find this an interesting story. Go ahead.
Basically, my friend Jerry Coelho owed me $1,000. And I do expect his family to pay that money back.
Now, this gentleman, Jerry Coelho, was KIA near Baghdad with the United States Army. That's killed in action?
Yes, sir.
When did that happen?
Yes, sir. We got word in June that he was with the U.S. Army in near Baghdad in action, was killed in action there. And he was a...
Tell me about this guy.
Well, I was going to say he was sort of a surrogate father to his two younger sisters. He'd been working toward his degree in business when he decided to enlist about a year and a half ago. And I loved him very much. He was a good friend of mine, even though I was against what he was doing.
When you say against what he was doing, was that serving in the U.S. Army in the war?
Yes, sir. Going to war in Iraq for illegal reasons.
And he borrowed $1,000 from you and obviously did not pay it back?
Well, he used to kid me about my... I took part in a march in Hollywood last year, and he used to send me emails from over there. I was wrong. What worries me is, I guess, that he went to his death not really knowing that what he was doing was wrong. And I think it's a story like that that needs to be told.
And he was a longtime friend of yours?
Well, we met in school. We were both attending Cal State LA.
What were you guys taking?
He was taking business, as I said, and I was involved in a chemical engineering program they had there, an undergraduate. And
so he put his education on hold to enlist in the Army, huh? Even though he had the two younger sisters to take care of?
Well, he did that because he felt he could make an income, an immediate income with the military, because between school and work he wasn't able to always make his monthly bills.
And so that comes to the point where you lent him this money, right?
Well, yes, I did. I lent him $1,000 before he went over.
Now, when he says taking care of two younger sisters, he was of age, right?
Oh, yes. He was his two younger sisters, and he, his parents split up, and neither they haven't seen either one of these people in a couple of years. So he was pretty much the sole support of his two younger sisters, and he left behind a family. Also, his sister's, his aunt, is where the girls are living now, in Pasadena. And we're trying to help the girls, but for my part, the money he owed me, I've tried to work with the girls on how they can pay me back, so it's not like I'm trying to make anything tougher on them.
All right. Now, the girls are in school, right? These two younger sisters?
They're in school, yeah.
And what grade are they in?
They're both seniors in high school, and they're living with Jerry's aunt in Pasadena. And
have you told them that Jerry owes you $1,000? I mean, the man was killed in action near Baghdad, you say, with the U.S. Army in June?
Yes, sir.
And so this money that he owes you, you've talked to the younger sisters about this?
Well, yes, sir. I've said to them, but please understand, I told them that we could work out a payment plan on how they can pay back the money that Jerry owes me.
Now, there's a reason that you're asking for these girls to pay this money back. Because when you talk about the money that he owes you, aren't these girls, they're in high school, they lost their brother, obviously a very close family. You could forgive this debt, obviously, this $1,000 debt.
Well, I would like to do that, Phil. I really would, and I'm glad you brought that up. But I'm against this war in Iraq, and I told Jerry that, and that his joining the military had made him kind of a part of it. So it would be against my conscience to forgive the $1,000 given his stance on the war in Iraq, but I can allow the girls, as I said, to make some monthly payments. I worked out a payment plan, about $100 a month with minimal interest, you know, about 5% interest.
This seems like a tough thing. They've lost a brother who was like a father, you say, like a surrogate father to them, who supported them, you know, and then to have them pay back this debt?
I totally agree. But, again, I don't know if you heard me, but I was against the war in Iraq.
I understand that.
But this puts those of us in the anti-war movement in a very awkward position. His sisters and Jerry, too, supported the war, and somehow you have to hold these people accountable. And it tears me apart. It tears me apart because Jerry was a good friend.
Okay, we're talking here with Don Parsley. His friend was killed in action in Iraq. Before he went over, you lent this man $1,000. Obviously, his dying in action in Iraq made it impossible for him to pay the debt back. But you are holding his younger sisters to paying this debt back because technically being against the war in Iraq makes them wrong and they have to be held accountable. Am I getting that correct, sir?
I want you to please understand, Mr. Henry, that I love Jerry like a brother and I love his family. And I've worked out a payment plan for them. But you're trying to say that maybe they don't owe it to me?
Well, I'm just saying you could forgive the debt, given the tragedy the family's been through. Given that...
That would be against the conscience of my conscience, being against the war and everything, like most people are.
All right, here's our number on the Phil Henry Show. If you just joined us, this gentleman is Don Parsley, his friend Jerry Coelho, KIA in Iraq, and apparently there is a debt between Jerry and Mr. Parsley of $1,000. You would like his younger sisters, correct?
Yes, sir.
To pay that debt back because, in good conscience, you can't let it slide since they were in favor of the war and you're against it.
That's it, true. And also, I think it'll teach the girls a lesson about, you know, standing up for the wrong things in life. I mean, you have to stand for what's right, not what's wrong.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686, the number here on the Phil Henry Show as we get into this dilemma, if you will, a moral dilemma of holding a family accountable for a debt. Now, I'm not going to blame you for anything, Mr. Parsley, but these girls, you say that they're in favor of the war in Iraq?
They were all in favor of it. Before Jerry went over, everybody talked about it, and we would sit around and talk about it. And
you had discussions about this as friends?
Oh, yes, sir. Yeah, we did. And I would always tell them, you're wrong. You know, it's an illegal war. And they would, you know, you think if your friends would speak to you with respect, I mean, they would always say, no, you're wrong, and we disagree with you. And just things like that you could never forget. And I tried to put it out of my mind, but every time I think about them sitting there and telling me I was wrong, it...
Does it anger you?
No, it doesn't anger me because I love Jerry and I love the kids. But, you know, can you imagine sitting there and saying, you know, given a perfectly good reason to be against the war in Iraq, and then they look at you and they look you square in the face and they say, well, I disagree with you. And you start questioning everything you ever were or ever want to be.
You know, when you talk about the money that you're owed, aren't these girls, they're still in high school, and I asked you, why not forgive the debt, okay? Have you thought about what we said to you, what Janice said to you before the show, and I want to make this, let my audience in on this.
Yes, sir.
Which was that we would be happy to give you the $1,000, Mr. Parsley, so that, if the girls can't afford it or they don't have to be at a month, whatever the heck, we'll give you the $1,000.
And as I said to you, Phil, it's a very generous offer.
Have you thought about it?
Yes, sir, I have. And I would take that offer in a minute, but I still need to make sure that it comes out of them because, as I said, we have to make these people accountable for their support of just as we got to make George Bush accountable. That's for sure. But also Jerry's family, because, like I said, I want the girls to learn a lesson because I feel like I am. Maybe in Jerry's absence I can be a surrogate father to them, and I want them to learn that when you're wrong, you have to pay. You got to pay. But again, I've laid out a payment plan for them. They can pay me back $100 a month.
Is it even possible for these kids to pay back $100 a month if they're in high school? If they're still seniors in high school?
Well, my understanding is Jerry's aunt has some money. His uncle was a man who worked for Esso Oil for I think about 40 years, and the guy had a pretty good pension and retired very well. So I think, you know, between that, they can get me my money. You know,
do you need this money? I mean,
no. Well, I mean, I gave them $1,000, and all of a sudden they tell me that I'm wrong about Iraq. That's the part.
So again, just to be clear to the audience, your friend gets killed in Iraq. He owes you $1,000. You're going to get his sisters to pay that debt off, to teach them that they shouldn't have been in favor of the war?
Two reasons. He owes me the money, and that's still, you know, you still have to pay that. But also, they were against the war and told me I was wrong and everything, and I'm just trying to teach them a lesson because Jerry's not here to do it anymore. See, when I lent the money to Jerry, he had not yet enlisted, so I gave it to him under false pretenses. I love Jerry, and there's no way I would have lent him $1,000 with the knowledge he was going to go support, you know, an illegal war. Had I known that, I'd never given it to him. Then I lent him the money, and then he goes and joins. That's like a kick right in, you know, that's a kick to my rear end.
All right, Don, hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686. So his friend went to Iraq. His friend was killed in Iraq. And by the way, I'm very sorry that happened, Mr. Parsley.
Thank you very much, sir.
And he owes you $1,000. Obviously, he can't pay it, but you're going to make his sisters pay this off at $100 a month plus, what was it, 5% interest?
5%, yeah, which is pretty reasonable considering the passbook accounts right now.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Renee, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Don Parsley.
Well, thank you very much.
Yes.
You know, just a couple of points. One thing I'd like to say is you claim that this man is your friend.
Oh, he was my friend all through school.
Okay, wait. Yeah. He's your friend.
I thought the world of him.
And yet he has paid the ultimate sacrifice for you, and he's your friend.
Well, he made a mistake.
And you are still holding him accountable for this.
Well,
and
I don't.
That is not right.
You can't.
This man is your friend.
When a man
and
is,
you are holding his,
ma'am,
his
if I could,
accountable.
Could I get in a word
that
here?
That is not correct.
Go ahead.
If you love him,
Renee, hold on
he's
for a minute.
Friend.
Hold on.
All right.
Hold on.
First of all, he was pretty stupid to go over to Iraq and fight in this stupid war.
Hold up.
I told him he was being stupid.
Hold up. You're calling him stupid and he's your friend?
I love him. Well, yeah, you got to be honest with your friends. Haven't you ever called a friend of yours stupid?
Okay, my
Don't you have stupid friends?
My father was a 3-time Vietnam War veterinarian.
A war veterinarian?
You were calling your friend stupid for serving in Iraq.
Was your father
accountable?
Hold on for a minute, Renee. Renee, if you don't listen to anybody, we're going to hang up and move on, okay?
All right.
You listen to me? Did you say your father was a veterinarian in Vietnam?
He's a veteran of Vietnam.
You said the word veterinarian.
I heard her say that,
sorry,
Bill.
Veteran.
Okay, now, see, ma'am, I'm sure you have people that love you, even though you're a little, you know, you don't say smart stuff.
True.
Okay, that's all I'm saying. I love Jerry, even though he was stupid. And we rode motorcycles across Texas. I had no idea at the time he was going to be dumb enough to enlist in the Army and go to Iraq. See?
So your friend was stupid.
Just like you are sometimes.
Going to Iraq.
At least I don't call him a veterinarian. I'm just joking around. I'm sorry.
Well,
all right, Renee, thanks for your call. She's obviously a little nervous. Here, let's go. Oh, you know what? I'm going to hold the line here for a second. We have to take a break. Let's not call people stupid. You know, I think that only sort of, I don't know, defeats the purpose.
Well, I don't mean to call him stupid, but he was stupid for going to fight in a war that's illegal. I mean, that's got to be stupid.
Well, when you use the word stupid, people react negatively to it.
But the last lady was stupid, and people still love her.
Well, I wouldn't say she's stupid. I'd say she was nervous, and she, instead of saying veteran, she said veterinarian.
That's the funniest thing I've ever heard.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking here with Don Parsley, whose friend Jerry Coelho of Pasadena, California, enlisted in the United States Army, was in action in Iraq back in June and was killed near Baghdad. Apparently, Mr. Coelho owed Don $1,000 before he left, and Don is going to hold his family to the debt. He wants to get paid back because he says you have to be held accountable if you supported this illegal war. Now, this man is dead. he's going to make the guy's younger sisters pay for it. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. FUBAR. Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
I said if Jerry had survived the Iraq War, he'd be a veterinarian now.
Well, you're making a joke about that lady misstating the word veteran to veterinarian, and I don't think that I really want to joke.
No, sir, I don't want to joke, but I can tell you.
I want to ask you, Sir Mr. Parsons, before you say anything.
Certainly.
Why not accept our show's offer to give you give the kids $1,000?
Phil, I would love to do that, but I've got to make sure that these younger sisters realize that Jerry really, in a lot of ways, was not a good brother because he went off to fight an illegal war in Iraq knowing that he owed me $1,000, and he goes and gets himself killed, and now they have to pay off their selfish brother's debt.
How can you call this man selfish who's taking care of his younger sisters?
I always felt that he was not selfish until I seen him go off to Iraq and fight an illegal war. Then I realized that.
But you still love this man?
I love him, yeah. I'll always love him like a brother, but, I mean, he left his sisters in the lurch by being so stupid that he went off to fight in Iraq, and maybe he didn't care as much about him. I don't know. I don't know what his problem was.
So they're going to have to pay off the debt. All right, 1-800-449-8686. Debbie, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Don Parsley.
Yes, Phil. I just want to say to this man that how can he hold these children accountable for a debt that doesn't belong to them?
It's a good question. The reason why I'm doing it, Debbie, is because, first of all, the man owed me $1,000, and I guess I'd ask you, where am I supposed to get that? Out of Iraq? I'm not going to get it out of Iraq or anything, that's for sure. So what am I supposed to do?
What you're supposed to do is the money's over. Do you have paperwork? Did he sign an IOU to you?
Oh, yeah. Yes, he did.
Oh, you did?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I believe that's his signature.
Well, still, they're going to...
These children don't owe you anything.
Well, his estate has a debt, so...
See, he has no estate. You just said that. The parents are gone, and the kids
what
live
is
with the aunt.
What is the... Is there a will or something?
Well, it doesn't matter whether there's paperwork or not. I mean, the guy goes off to fight... What, are you a lawyer? What, are you Perry Mason?
An attorney.
I think you do.
No.
I think you do. I think you need to know.
But these kids are not accountable.
Do you know?
Debt.
Do you know
what
of something called?
Take their babysitting money.
Do you know what it's called? Habeas corpus. Do you know what that is? Do you know what that is?
Ridiculous.
Do you know what that is, ma'am?
This man, these kids owe you nothing.
Oh, you know what? I tell you what you ought to do, Debbie, is volunteer to be their lawyer. Okay.
Absolutely.
And you'll lose them all their money.
Wait a minute.
The lady's got a point. If there's no paperwork, then you can't really legally...
Look, this guy is dumb enough to go to Iraq and get killed. Okay?
Dumb enough.
And I'm...
Dumb
I got
enough
$1,000.
To fight for your freedom? Dumb enough to fight for your
freedom?
Ma'am,
that was an illegal war against the United States of America.
I think that...
You're asking me how they're going to earn their money. How's that my problem? They just got to earn it. That's dumb.
No, it's not their problem either.
Let me tell you what my problem is.
They didn't sign anything.
I don't have $1,000. That's my problem. Their problem is getting me that money.
Well, if they didn't sign anything...
So in other words, I give their dumb brother $1,000. He goes and gets killed, and I'm standing here with nothing.
He goes and gets killed for your freedom, sir.
Yeah, okay. Whatever you say, Thomas
Jefferson. For your freedom. If you don't like it here, why don't you move to another country?
You know, you remind me of that Agatha Christie. She thought she was a lawyer, too, or whatever.
Really?
All right, okay. Debbie, thank you very much. 1-800-449-8686. Lady has a point. There's no paperwork.
I don't care if there's no paperwork or not. These people that were opposed, that were in favor of the war in Iraq, have got to be held accountable. Now she's going to... So what you're saying is every soldier that goes over to that illegal war can borrow money and not care.
Well, come on, quit. The guy's dead. Dumb, stupid. selfish?
I can say all of those things, Mr. Henry, because I loved him, and because I loved him very much like a brother. And so he goes ahead and puts a gun into my ribs for $1,000.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. His friend died in Iraq, but he still owes him $1,000. The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry, drug addict. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
All right, we're talking with Don Parsley. A very dear friend of his was killed in action in Iraq back in 2003, in June of that year. That friend, before he went to Iraq, in fact, before he enlisted, owed Don $1,000. And Don, you're holding the family to that $1,000 debt only because they were wrong to support the war in Iraq, which you call an illegal war.
Yes, and I want to make something very clear, Phil. I'm not trying to punish anybody. I love Jerry. I love those young ladies, Melissa and Maureen. I love them like they're my own daughters. But when you support, and everybody that was, I marched in an anti-war march in Hollywood. They all said, boy, you're wrong. Boy, that hurt. When they told me that I was wrong to be against the war, it cut like a knife. I have something right here, Phil, if I could.
Now, you say you've got something on verbal contracts?
Yes, sir. If, on the other hand, they agreed the major points but hadn't agreed some minor point, the contract would stand, okay? So the girls have already agreed that the debt does exist and that they should assume it because he was their brother, and they haven't said he's stupid yet, because I want them to be held accountable that their brother was dumb enough to go to war.
How can you call a friend of yours dumb? What about the people that have just called up, sir, and said...
Mr. Hendry?
No, well, the people that have called up, sir, and said, this is your friend. Can you at least appreciate that his intention was to help our country by going to Iraq?
Mr. Hendry, please, you're talking to an old veteran, anti-Iraq war veteran. I was in a march in Hollywood, and I stood behind Mike Farrell and also Martin Sheen as they carried the sign down the street. I know all about, you know, morals and stuff. Also, it says, what often happens is that negotiations are legally binding and agreement was reached verbally with an intention to write it down, but it didn't happen. See, so I'm covered legally.
Now, my producer, Janice, tells me that you're nursing an ailment of some kind.
Yes, sir. I got a torn calf muscle. I apologize if you can hear me.
Well, it sounds like you're in a hot tub.
I'm in a jacuzzi, yes, sir.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Terry, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Don Parsley.
Let me just say to you that 50% of the people in this country voted for George Bush. That's why the election was so close. Secondly, I am married to a U.S. Marine, and what my husband does for a living gives you the right to sit on that show and call people stupid, which people in other countries don't have. Thirdly, unless those girls are 18 years old, no matter what they signed, they cannot sign a contract and have it be legally binding. That is the law.
Well, okay.
First of all,
you're the wife.
You can let me finish.
Look, you're not Matlock. Okay, once again, I got Perry Mason.
You are not a friend.
Okay, hold on.
You are not this man's friend. This is not friendship. You are trying to buy an opinion.
Look, ma'am, if you're so smart, why don't you buy a better cell phone? Because I can't even hear what you're saying.
Why don't you do something other than call people stupid?
See, that's a great point that I just made. Did your husband...
Somebody needs to give you money because they don't like what you said.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Has your husband gone over to Iraq to be illegal in the illegal war or not?
My husband has fought in the Iraq war in 1992 in this Iraq war so that you could sit there and tell people
stupid. He's over there being illegal.
That's the point of it.
And borrowing money from people. And I think it's wrong.
When the U.S. Supreme Court says that this war was illegal, then I will be bound by that. But you aren't them, and you are not a lawyer, and you are not a judge.
You're not a lawyer. You don't sound like, what's your name?
I don't even know what I do.
Who are you, Honey Love? That chick that goes, you know, the black chick on TV?
So
no.
You have no point.
Okay.
You're going to
Honey Love?
No. You have no point, so you're going to
Hey, ma'am. No, ma'am. I already made my point. My point is this. I was good enough to give the guy... $1,000.
Hey, Terry, if you don't want to hear the caller, you know, you got to listen to the guy. You've been talking here, and, you know, let him, what is it you're going
to
say here, Don?
I'm not going to listen to him insult me. I'll tell you that.
All right, well, don't insult the lady.
No, she called me an idiot. And she used the N-word.
Everybody else used it.
And she's called me, and she used profanity, and I've never used any profanity.
I did not use profanity.
Yes, ma'am, you did. Yes, ma'am, you did. Ma'am, you used GD when you were talking to me, which I... God, get a new phone, will you?
All right. What is your point, Dawn?
Will you listen to her? I mean, that's what she sounds like.
All right, let me just hear what you have to say, Mr. Parsley.
What I have to say is this. Number one, the guy, I'm against the war in Iraq, and yet I'm the guy that lent $1,000 to the guy that was going to go over and be illegal in it, okay? That's number one. Now everybody's yelling at me. That's number one.
But you didn't do it knowing that he was going over to the war. You already said that.
His sisters are legally bound to pay me back according to the verbal contract that for the state of California under verbal contracts. The party can be underage so long as it was witnessed by an adult, and I was the witness. I was the adult, okay? And thirdly, did that lady hang up?
Yes, sir, she did.
Okay, I hate her. I want to, and I just...
Well, look, let's move on to a call.
No, I have free speech, and I want her to know that I hate her living guts.
Boy, why are you against the war in Iraq?
Because it was illegal against the Constitution of the United Nations.
You really felt strongly, huh?
Yeah, I felt strongly, and also, I'll tell you right now, it stings like the worst venereal disease you ever had to find out that $1,000 is just gone like that because the guy you lent it to went over to Iraq and let a raghead shoot him, so he's dead.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Often when I think of people who are against the war in Iraq, I think of people who are more humanist, and that is a forgiving kind of people.
Mr. Andrea, I am a Christian man, and I am a forgiving person. I don't want the $1,000 because of the money. I want to teach that family a lesson that when they disagree with me about the Iraq war, man, it burned like the worst case of drip I ever had. And, you know, I'm being facetious.
Well, you know what? We can leave that kind of reference out of our show if you don't mind. Here is Michael on the Phil Henry Show. Michael, go ahead.
Yeah, I won't apologize, but I'm on my cell phone right now. But anyway,
I can hear you fine, Michael.
I don't see why he can sit there and say that his friend was stupid or whatever. He didn't go over there and, you know, tell them Iraqis to shoot me dead so I don't have to pay so-and-so his money back.
How do you know?
Wait a minute. Are you telling me your friend went all the way to Iraq to get shot so he didn't have to pay back $1,000?
Sure, I'm not saying that, but I'm just asking this man how does he know it's not true?
Well, you know, if he wanted to just kill himself, he would have just shot himself at home and you know, done, you know, cut out the middleman or whatever. But if it was your daughters that owed, you know,
that's a good
your
point.
Daughter owed his debt.
Yeah.
You know, you wouldn't want them to be treated like this by some idiot like you, you know, telling them you owe this. What it amounts to is people don't see things your way, and that's why you're so upset about it. Because if it was the other way around, you wouldn't pay the money. If somebody you know, somebody you was related to died, you wouldn't pay the money.
Okay, you lost me. I'm sorry. Well, I followed you for a while, but you lost me.
If
somebody paid for me.
If somebody that you was related to passed away.
And they got ripped off for $1,000.
No, if they owe somebody $1,000, you wouldn't pay them $1,000. You just let them go to hell and make them get the best way they can.
Excuse me, Michael, and I'm sorry if I sound stupid. How am I going to pay a dead man $1,000?
Not the dead man.
That ain't what I'm saying.
You're not paying the dead man the $1,000. You're paying the living relative. In other words, it's the same scenario that we're talking about here, Mr. Parsley, except you would be the soldier.
But I would never be a soldier because I'm against the illegal occupation of Iraq.
You know why you won't ever be a soldier?
No.
Because you got your head so far up your butt because you ain't got the balls to be an American soldier.
Wait a minute.
They don't let little panty waist like you be soldiers.
I'm a pantyweight.
Just because you marched down the street behind Martin Sheen. Ooh, well, who the hell is he? You know, what constitution do you go by? The United States or the United Nations? You want to go by the United Nations? Go to Africa. Get out of the United States.
Well, sir, I hear what you're saying, but I'll tell you until you march down Hollywood Boulevard behind Mike Farrell and all of them.
Oh, Mike Farrell!
You won't even know how fun it is.
Well, it sounds to me like that's a damn gay parade for us.
gay parade?
Can I ask a question? Is this Arlie Ermey from the movie? You know,
because
you know
who is Mike Farrell and Martin Sheen? Idiots. That's sir, why you was in there with them, because you're an idiot, too.
Sir,
I paid $1,000 just to come.
Well, that's what I've been trying to tell him, Michael. The Phil Henry Show will pay off the $1,000, but the guy doesn't want, you don't want me to take.
Mr. Henry, this isn't about you or this gentleman paying it. The family has to pay it so they can know that they hurt me when they said they disagreed with me.
Oh, so you're going to be a dumb, feelings hurt, so now you're going to make it worse on them and hurt them, but you love them like they're your daughters?
Yes, sir,
I do. I hate to see how you treat your real daughters, then. You probably lock them in a damn closet and don't feed them or whatever.
Sir, I never indicated that I had daughters. See, you're misstating the facts again.
It's a good thing you don't, because they'd be taken away from you if you don't care no more about the other two people
why
you claim to be your daughters.
Why would you assume that I have daughters?
He's not assuming that you have daughters.
Yes, he is, sir. And this is the problem with the pro-war crowd. They just lie and lie again.
Look, I ain't pro-war.
I
stand behind George W. Bush because he is our president.
And who are you calling gay? You stand behind George Bush. A minute ago, I stood behind Mike Farrell.
I'd put George Bush up against Martin Sheen and Mike Farrell any day. I guarantee it.
Well, I'll tell you what. You know what?
Five against you ten.
Susan Sarandon was there and winked at me and see you.
You got all the have-been, wanna-be actors that's no good anymore, so now they're trying to get a name for themselves.
Yeah, let me ask you something here, Don. What's the big wow about you walking behind Martin Sheen down Hollywood Boulevard, an anti-war thing?
Because that's I was in an anti-war protest and everything, which proves I'm anti-war, and then I gave $1,000 to a guy who went over and got himself shot just so he could stick the debt on his daughters. And
we've already told you that that guy didn't...
I bet you owe $1,000 to somebody that you don't know, and that's why you're being so pushy with me.
Now, wait a minute.
What?
Wait a minute. Was it his daughters or his sisters that you want the money from?
What did I say?
You just said...
What did I say?
You just said his daughters.
His daughters.
Uh-oh. Look at me like
wait
this.
A minute.
Like the veterinary woman.
Hey, a veterinarian.
Look at Michael. Thank you very much.
Wait a minute, I want to talk to that guy.
No, we've run out of time for this hour.
I said it's his daughters.
You said it was his sisters, okay?
Turn that up, will you, honey? Mr. Henry, I just want my $1,000.
Yeah, meanwhile, you're sitting in a hot tub. Listen to that thing.
I got the jets going. I got the jets in. Put on the blowers. Listen to this. Oh, that is sweet.
Are you trying to tell me, man, you're sitting in a hot tub with the blowers on, and you still want that G from that poor family of a killed-in-action American soldiers? A soldier.
Ha-ha. You said soldiers. Ha-ha-ha. You meant to say soldier. Get that rubber duck for me, will you? You know, Mr. Henry...
Bug off. Get the rubber duck. Here's a guy sitting in a hot tub somewhere, and he wants to get his G out of the poor sisters or daughters or whoever they are of this man that was killed in action in Iraq so he can get his pound of flesh. What do you want?
I just wanted to call in and apologize. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay, man. I just don't like anything about you, okay?
Look, I don't want the whole anti-war movement to look bad just on account of me. We're not all like me. Most of us are, but not all of us. There's a few that aren't.
There's a few people that don't own hot tubs.
That's correct. Yeah, that's good. Pump that baby up to about 103, will you, honey?
Well, the line's gone dead. what is that, Janice? Is the offer still on that you'll give me the $1,000 he wants to know? Hey, pal, not in a million years, okay?
Welcome to